Dach Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet. Hamishasel Pfanes Momaru Lamata, somebody who's weaving himself walls for his sukkah and starts from the top and works his way down. Im Gavoa Min Aretz Shlosha Tfachim Ptula. If the bottom part of the wall is more than 3 tfachim off the ground, the sukkah is pasul. That is called a mechitza tluya, and that's not called a mechitza. Momata Lamala, if he starts from the bottom and works his way up. Im Gavoa Min Aretz Asar Tfachim Kshira. If the defunas are at least 10 tfachim high, then the sukkah is kosher, even if the tzchach is much, much higher. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Kishem Shal Momata Lamala Asar Tfachim. Then the defunas are kosher as long as they're 10 tfachim high. Kach Momala Lamata Asar Tfachim. So too, even if you start from the top and you work your way down, even if the defunas don't reach the ground, they're much higher off the ground, as long as the defunas are 10 tfachim altogether, it's kosher. Because he holds a mechitza tzluya, a hanging mechitza is called a mechitza. Hirchah gets a sichuch min ha-tfanos, shloisha tfachim psula. If the tfanos are pushed away from the schach, 3 tfachim or more, then the sukkah is puzzle, even though that the tfanos, which are much lower than the schach, are kasher, but if they're away from the schach, and they're distant from the schach more than 3 tfachim, then the sukkah is puzzle. Mesech Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Bayish and Nifchas v'sichecha gabav. A house that had a hall on top of the ceiling, and you put a schach on top of that hall. Im yesh min ha-kaisel l'sichuch dalet amas psula. If there's more than 4 amas in between the walls of the house, and the schach kasher that you put in between, then the sukkah is pasul. As the funnest of the bayis are the funnest of your sukkah, and the tikra of the house is being mafsik between the funnest of the bayis and your schach kasher. So therefore, the sukkah is pasul. But if there's less than dalet amos in between the tfanos and the schach kasher, then the sukkah is kasher. The reason being, the halacha l'moshe misinai called doifen akuma, which is that if you have schach pasul next to the wall of the sukkah, then we'll look as if that schach pasul becomes part of the doifen, and it's ki'ilu that the doifen is bent on top and reaches out of schach kasher. And the hilchata says that less than 4 amos, we say doifen akuma. So therefore, the tzchach becomes part of the doifen. But the mission before which says that if the doifen is more than 3 tzachim away from the tzchach is pasul, that's talking about where there's avir, empty space, in between the doifen and the tzchach. So since that chelek of the tzchach becomes part of the doifen, so therefore you can't sit underneath there, you have to sit under the tzchach kasher davka. V'chein chatzir shehin mukefek achsadra. This dinner doifen akuma would apply in this case also, where you have a courtyard which is surrounded by houses on 3 sides. From these houses are sticking out balconies. And you put schach in between the balconies at the height of the balconies. So now, the tfanos of the house are the walls of the sukkah, and the balconies are being mafsik between the tfanos of the house and your schach kasher. So therefore, the same thing would apply. If the balconies are more than 4 amos, so then you can't say doifen akuma, the whole sukkah is pasul, as the walls are too far from the schach kasher. But if the balconies are less than 4 amos, then the balconies become part of the doifen, and ki'ilu, the doifen is reaching out of schach kasher. Sukkah gedoyla, shehikifuhu bedaber she'en esachembo. If you have a large sukkah that is surrounded on all sides by schach pasul, so now when we say sukkah gedoyla, we mean to say that besides the schach pasul, you also have a sheer schach kasher, which is the minimal size of a sukkah, is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. So you have at least that amount of schach kasher in the middle. In yesh tachtav dalet amos psula. If underneath the schach pasul is 4 amos, then it's pasul. So this is the same din, because if there are 4 amos of schach pasul in between the schach kasher and the walls, so then the walls are too far from the schach. But if the schach pasul is less than 4 amos wide, so then again we'll say doifen akuma, and that schach pasul becomes part of the funnels, and the sukkah is kosher.